Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim. We're looking at Siman Dalet. Siman Dalet deals with the halachas of Berachos Kriyas Shema. What's permitted to interrupt during Berachos Kriyas Shema? Okay. Excuse me. From the beginning of the bracha, bracha tashem l'kenem melech alam yirtzah or v'yichershech, beginning of that bracha until Shemin Esrei, is more chomer than pesukah d'zimra. But also l'anos imatibur k'shekaren kriyishma. So we said by pesukah d'zimra that if the tibur gets to Shema, you should say the pasuk of Shema together with them. That's not so over here. You cannot interrupt during Berachos Kriyishma to say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. But what should you do to indicate that you're joining the Zibur? Aliyasa hanigun kilo kare kriyashma. You should use the same inflection of your voice, the same tune, as if you're going to be saying Shema. Below your marhatebas, excuse me. But you should not say the words. You should just say the regular words that you're saying. But say them in the same tune as if you, it sounded like you were saying the pasuk of Shema. Okay. Next point. Mim shemea kol ra'amim, a person hears thunder, ubrakim, or he sees lightning. So the chayadim says mutar l'varach ben aprakim d'havi mitzvah v'eris. So the person is allowed to, according to the other person, is allowed to say that the bracha on some separations or the bracha of shekacha gemurah some alei olam on the that ben aprakim is permitted. The mishabura brings a question in this point that some say that since you're being Isaac and Shvach Shemalkim, you should not interrupt because of a different Shevach. The other things which we're permitting is because of Davar Shev Kedusha. Davar Shev Kedusha is a higher level of praise that requires a minion to say it, etc. So Kaddish, Kedusha, etc. are called Davar Shev Kedusha. Everything which we say, obviously, is very holy. When we say Davar Shev Kedusha, these go into the Pasuk of Enikdashi B'Shech B'nei Yisrael, that these are things which require a minion to say. They're the praises which Chazal were conveying are to be said only together with a minion. So these are called Davar Shev Kedusha. So when we discuss interrupting for Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch Hu, those are things which are called Davar Shev Kedusha. So that's a higher level, and we're going to permit interruptions in Birkat Kriyas Shema for that purpose. But Birchus Ra'amim, or Birchus Brokim, the brach that you say on thunder and lightning, I'm praising Kadosh Baruch Hu with praise A. Why do I have to interrupt to say praise Kadosh Baruch Hu with praise B? So the Chayyadim, Mishabur points out, makes a pshara. He says that in the middle of the bracha, where you're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu with a different praise, you should not interrupt. But since if a person would hear it, Bein HaProkim, so he hasn't started the next set of praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has paused in his praise. He said that finished the bracha of Yetzer Or, and he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the creation of the Ma'aris that the Baruch Hu put in the Bria. He has not started the next praise, which is about the Abba, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to call Yisrael, the Abba Rabba. So at that point, he's not being arsic in a different praise, so he should say the bracha for the thunder and lightning. But in the middle of the bracha, not. So that's the Mishabura's points out the reason why the Chayyadim says that you only say Ben HaProkim and not during the middle of the Birchus Kriyas Shema is because of this logic behind that. Fine. Now, if a person went to the bathroom, a person should save the bracha for later on. The bracha of thunder and lightning, if you don't say it now, you can't say it later. A bracha on Asher Yatzar after going to the bathroom. So that, as long as a person has not developed a new urge to go to the bathroom, a new need to go to the bathroom, he can still say the bracha of Asher Yatzar on the act that he went to the bathroom earlier. So he's assuming that by the time the person says Birchas Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, and after Shemoneh Esrei he can say the Bracha B'Shar Yetzer, he will not lose the opportunity to say the Bracha B'Shar Yetzer, whereas the Bracha of Thunder and Lightning will be lost if he does not say it immediately. You have Teich Le'Dibur from the time that you hear the thunder or see the lightning to say the Bracha. So it's a very short period of time. It's a mitzvah of Eris. You should say it at that point. Now the Chayyarim continues and says, you know what, let's hold it here and we'll pick up Es Hashem in the next year. Have a good day.